From the DLC Media News Center, this is Focus on the Community, a weekly public affairs program produced by the DLC Media News Center. Here's your host, Frank Phillips.
Donna Hardesty is our special guest in the studio today. She is going to be talking about the high school equivalency diploma. And there's some new things going on that we want to touch on this morning. How are you, Donna?
I'm doing well. Thank you, Frank.
Good. It's good to have you with us. What do you want people to know about your work? First of all, tell us who you are and what you do.
I am program director for Park Vermilion Adult Education. We're located, we service Park and Vermilion counties. We have our office is in Rockville at the Park County Learning Center building across the 41 from Casey's, I guess is the way we normally describe people where
That's
to find us.
That's a good way to describe it.
That's exactly right. Small town, everybody knows where the Casey's is.
Absolutely.
But we service Park and Vermilion counties. We have classroom locations in Rockville, in Clinton, and actually we also service both Park and Vermilion County jails. So we have classrooms in the jails as well.
Oh, so you help inmates continue their education and help them to get ready for the real world after they get out.
That's exactly right. But we do that in the jails, but we also do it with just anyone and everyone who's interested in pursuing earning their high school equivalency diploma. Also, we offer job certifications.
How important is it for people to have their high school certification?
That's a good question. We recently had our graduation, and for everyone, the 31 people who earned their HSC, high school equivalency, this last year, there are 31 different stories as to why it mattered to them. One young man had a dream of going into the military, and he couldn't go into the military until he earned his HSC. We had others who were up for job promotions, but they couldn't get them until they had their HSCs. We had one woman who spoke about how many times she had fibbed on her employment applications over a career span of over 40 years and said she had a diploma when really she didn't. And now she felt like any job she applied for in the future, she could honestly say, and she could, now mm-hmm. she has it. We have others who want to go on to college. We have those who are interested in earning certifications with us. We have those who just simply want to do it. They've always regretted that they weren't able to complete for whatever reason. So lots of reasons.
Do you offer job certification training as well for certain jobs?
We do. We are quite proud of the fact that we are able to offer welding classes for students. Last year, I think we had 10 who came through with welding certifications. We offer ServSafe, which allows people to work in the food service industry. And the certification is a ServSafe food manager, so it positions them to move up in that industry. We offer ASC brake repair, which positions somebody to go into the world of a mechanic with a certification in place. They still need to do a two-year apprenticeship, but they have the legitimate certification that allows them that entry-level brake position. And we recently are adding CCMA, which is Certified Clinical Medical Assistant, which will allow someone to go into work in a clinic, in a hospital setting, in a nursing home, in a doctor's office. We also offer CNA, but with CCMA, we think it's going to allow our students to go into the workforce at a higher pay scale and also in a more varied employment arena. It's going to allow, like young moms, I've talked to several young moms who really want to work in healthcare, but they just can't commit to that environment where maybe someone doesn't show up for a shift, so then they've got to stay over. They need to go home to their children. Well, sure. If you're working as a CCMA in a clinic, you're there for the specified hours that the clinic is open. When the clinic is closed, you don't have to worry about getting called into work. And that's been exciting for these young women thinking about, okay, that's something I could do. So we've almost got a full class for our initial classes starting in the fall. If you're out there and you're listening and you think, wow, that's something I'd love to do, or someone else would love to do, please get a hold of us quickly because we've only got a few slots left in that class. We also offer a pathway for someone to earn their CDLA as well. So
let's talk about the alphabet there a little bit.
Yes.
CNA has to do with nursing.
Certified Nursing Assistant. CCMA is Certified Clinical Medical Assistant. They're different in the sense that a Certified Nursing Assistant is someone who's usually working in a nursing home for home health care and works in a hospital setting sometimes too. Mm-hmm. But a CCMA has kind of a broader application in the medical field.
And that last title that you gave us.
CDLA.
Yes.
Truck driver.
Truck driver.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, that's important if you're going to be going into the trucking industry.
It is.
That,
it's right.
That certification.
Yes, it is.
Well, that's wonderful. Now, one of the things that we talked about earlier that is very exciting to me, and I know it is to you, is the concept of total transcripts.
Right.
What's that all about?
This is a brand new initiative that the state of Indiana, put into place starting July 1st, so of 2023. So it's brand new for all of us. Since 2014, the state has utilized three different tests that students have had to pass in order to earn your high school equivalency. For those who have been enrolled in an adult ed program previously, maybe you took the TASK test, maybe you took HISET, or maybe you've taken GED. Now what the state is allowing us to do, previously you had to pass all of TASK in order to get your ASC. You had to pass all the components of HISET, or you had to pass all of GED. And now what the state has said is that we can combine portions from each of those tests so that you pass each subject area that's necessary to earn your HSC, which means for the student who maybe was enrolled in 2016 and passed everything except that one subject that they were really struggling with. And usually for most people, it is either the language portion or it's the math portion. Maybe you passed everything else and you were working on that and something interrupted what you were doing and you couldn't finish.
And now, some people have more luck trying to pass math than English, mm-hmm. or vice versa.
Yes.
So it has to do with the way your brain's wired, from what
it
I understand.
It certainly does. It yeah. does. And we are... those of us who are adult educators are really good at diagnosing what the strengths are, and we're grateful for your strengths, and we may build on those a little bit to the point where we get you so that you can pass the test and move on. But we're also really good at diagnosing the weaknesses and the foundational issues that are causing the struggle that you have in a particular area. So for students who come to us, any testing that we do preparing you for to take the HSE exams, we're doing it as diagnostically, the same way you go into the doctor and the doctor asks what your symptoms are.
Right.
And then he may have to do a couple of baseline tests. He or she may do those to see it, to rule things out. The testing we do rules out what you already know. We set that aside, build on it. We may need to. But we figure out what you don't know, and then we start working there and build on that.
And as you pointed out before we began, the difference between what you're doing and traditional GED classes is what?
Okay. Well, GED is a registered trademark test, and my adult ed community will be grateful that I'm explaining this. GED is one of the tests that you can take to earn a high school equivalency.
Okay.
It's kind of like if you walk in and you need, you're ready to sneeze and you reach for a tissue. Everyone says, "I'm grabbing a Kleenex."
Right. Right.
Okay. But it may be a Scott tissue.
Sure. Sure.
GED is the term that we all use, and it describes a high school equivalency. So, what we do is help people earn their high school equivalency by taking one of the tests. And one of the ones that we do offer is GED. People can come in and we will help them work towards taking that test and passing it. Okay, I lost what your question was.
Well, basically, I was asking what was the difference between traditional classes to get your GED and what you do, because what you were telling me was that you don't have to any longer take the whole GED thing over again, but you can concentrate on those areas where you are weak.
Right. Okay. So we do, in adult ed, what we do is a little bit different from what you do, like what you did in when you were in high school. And there are places in the state of Indiana where you can go and you can earn an actual high school diploma. And that means you go and you take a science class, and you go and you take a social studies class, and you go and you take, you may take biology, and then the next year you take chemistry. In adult ed, what we do is we know the basis of information that you're going to have to comprehend and recall in order to pass the science component of an HSE exam. We help you study those concepts and acquire that basis of knowledge so that then when you take the test, you pass the test and you prove that you have that base knowledge that anybody who would graduate from high school would have. Maybe not someone who graduates from high school with a college ready career, on that track. Right. However, something I do want to point out is you can graduate from an adult ed program with an HSE and earn the distinction of having passed the test at a college ready level. And universities look at that. Some universities will go ahead and give you college credit. Sometimes it means you test out by your scores that you earn on your HSE. That means you don't have to take basic writing or basic math. Instead, they look at that and they say, wow, this person understands those things. We'll put them in a higher level class to begin with.
Well, that's really neat, because someone who does not get their high school diploma in a traditional setting when they're 17 or 18 years old may think that they have no opportunity to go on to college, but they really do.
They do. They do. And we can help them. There are people who graduate that maybe their skills aren't strong enough that they feel confident applying to college. You know, maybe they feel like, okay, there's no way I can do that. They can come in and we can test them, see where they are, and provide services for them and help improve their weak spots so that then they are ready to apply for college.
One of the things we hear repeatedly is, oh, if I could do it over again, I would have studied when I was in high school instead of playing with my friends.
Right.
But now they have a second chance.
Mm-hmm. They surely do. And I want to clarify, too, that what we do, all of the adult ed programs throughout the state of Indiana, and especially in our area, there's one, we're Park Vermilion, there's one in Clay County, Goals Academy here in Clay County, there's Area 30 in Greencastle, there's one in Crawfordsville, there's one in Vigo County, there's one in Sullivan County. All that we do is provided to our residents free of charge. We're funded by the Department of Workforce Development, which is an incredible opportunity for our residents and for our employers as well to tap into what we bring to the table to educate and improve the skills of their workforce.
And you said total transcript is something that is, how has it changed since 2014?
Well, in 2014, total transcript wasn't available. It only became a possibility in July 1st of this year. Traditionally, the state has had an agreement with a testing company to administer the high school equivalency exam. They've had a contract with them. And the state currently has contracts with two companies, HiSET and GED. And both of those companies can administer the test. The difference that Total Transcript brings to the table is you can blend them now. So if you had previously passed portions of TASK, if you had previously passed portions of HiSET, and now for whatever reason GED is a better path forward for you, you can pass whatever you're lacking in those other two areas in GED and it blends, or you can pass it in HiSET and it blends. and you earn the high school equivalency that way. And I honestly, I know personally, I've been in adult education. I think this is my sixth year now. And my husband was involved prior to that. And I heard stories from him about students who had passed a portion of a test, maybe two or three subjects, and then the state changed tests and they dropped out because they were so discouraged by that. It's discouraging for us as educators as well, because we celebrate every single success of our students. I mean, it's a success for us as well. So now this total transcript opportunity is something I'm really excited about, because I feel like we can go back to those people and say, hey, we've got a path forward for you now. And it does not mean you have to start all over. It means you build on what you've already done, and we've only got a little bit to get you through that finish line.
Okay. Do people have to come to your office, or can they get this training, this certification training in Terre Haute or Brazil or Vermilion County or somewhere else, or do they have to come to your office?
That's a really good question. One of the best ways to do it, if you don't know where to go, you can go online and simply type in adult education in Indiana, and a map will pop up, and with little flags that'll show you different locations, the one that's closest to you. And it's important to note that maybe the one that's closest to you may not be the one that has the best options for you as well. And we all, of course, we want to service our communities, but we want to service the particular individual. And if someone else has a program that's going to better meet your needs, we're going to refer you somewhere else. Some programs offer an online platform where you have a teacher that is meeting with you online, and that's what you need. The state also offers an Indiana online only, and we can all, any adult education program can refer you to that and help you get enrolled with that if you just simply need that. We found, though, that nothing really beats that face-to-face time.
Well, this is so exciting. It really is statewide, and particularly for our concern here in West Central Indiana.
It is. It is. And I can tell you, I know the program directors in our particular area. They're wonderful people. They're dedicated to their students, and they look at creative ways of meeting the needs of our students. And, you know, a lot of times when I'm having those initial conversations with students, I want to clarify and identify what the stumbling blocks were that they experienced when they were in school, but then what's keeping them from doing it right now, or what is a potential, what might interrupt this for them. And we look at creative ways that we can overcome that. Smaller programs, especially like ours, are really able to overcome those kinds of things. We're not locked into certain, our classes may be a little more flexible, is what I'm trying to say.
Well, you have been very informative. Is there anything we haven't touched on that you wanted to talk about today?
One thing I would like to tell someone, if they do live in Park or Vermilion counties or an adjacent county and they feel like coming to classes in either Clinton or Rockville would be most beneficial to them, they can go to our website, which is parkvermilionadulted.org.
parkvermilionadulted.org. No dashes or anything?
Nope. No, okay. And remember, Park has an E on the end of it.
Okay,
so P-A-R-K-E, right. vermilionadulted.org. They can go there, and it will take them, help them find us, help them find ways to register. They can register online, set up an appointment, and we'll get them on the path to earning their HSE.
Wonderful. Donna Hardesty has been our guest today on Focus on the Community. I'm Frank Phillips. We appreciate you listening.
This has been Focus on the Community, produced by the DLC Media News Center. This program is broadcast Saturday mornings at 6 a.m. on 104.9 WAXI and at 7 a.m. on WAMB The Breeze, 11:30 a.m., 106.9 and 99.5 FM, and on Sunday morning at 6 a.m. on 105.5 The Legend and at 7 a.m. on 92.7 The Rock, WFMB. For a replay of this program or any past programs, go to any of our station websites. Thank you for listening to Focus on the Community.